This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to Lay Link. You're with Basha and Tiana on Joy 94.9. We're so happy to be here tonight presenting our show Lay Link to you all. And a huge big thank you to the lovely folks from Gay Newsweek.
Yes, they do a lovely show.
They do. How are you going over there, Basha?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
I'm very well. Now, what have we got coming up on tonight's show?
Well, tonight we're going to be discussing the nuclear family and how our
not
changing...
Not The Simpsons.
No, none of that. And how our changing attitude to families, you know, is being challenged with, you know, the modern family. And I'm not articulating very well for radio. Really bad.
Yeah, and you've changed all the wording up here, so I'm a little bit confused. I know that we're going to be talking about Zach Walls and his crusade for gay rights. He was raised by two lesbian mums. We'll be playing a clip of him doing a speech in Iowa, which is, it's moving. It's been around for a while now, but it's lovely to listen to.
And we're going to delve into the lesbian dilemma, being friends with your ex.
Yes, I think that one might be a bit universal, though. Everybody's had an awkward situation with an ex-partner where they've had to be friends.
And of course, the events listing
For Melbourne.
For Melbourne. Yeah. But yes, we are in Melbourne.
We would like to branch out to the other beautiful states of Australia, and feel free to get in contact with us if you do have events that are coming up, because we love to share our community around.
Of course, we do.
Now, you've got something interesting here.
I always, you know, well, yes. I think my middle name should be interesting, but anyway.
Good work.
I know. I was reading an article in the paper the other day in regards to the new James Bond movie.
Oh, okay.
I know. And they were discussing the fact that the villain is gay.
Oh,
yes.
Interesting.
So they've decided to go and get a gay villain.
Well, that's definitely a first for the Bond.
No, there was another gay couple back in, I think it was Diamonds Are Forever, but they were very campy.
They're campy.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
And I don't think they were in there very long, and he disposed of them very quickly. I could be wrong, so if I've picked the wrong Bond movie, please, I do apologise. They all blend in. They all blend in. Like, there's like 20 or 50 movies or something. They all blend in. I don't know. But so they've decided to go and make this character, well, yes, gay. And he does proposition Bond at one stage.
Oh, lovely.
Yes. He unbuttons his shirt and he strokes his leg and he propositions him. And to this, Bond replies, "What makes you think that this is my first time?"
Oh,
which
kinky.
Sparked,
okay, yes, lovely.
Which sparked internet debates over whether Bond is gay now or not.
Okay, maybe, you know, Bond is bisexual.
Could be.
Or pansexual.
Could be.
You know.
Well, he's got to get all those secrets and stuff, so, you know.
There has been a lot of focus, of course, on James Bond and his love of the ladies, but this really does kind of open it up, doesn't it?
It does. And it's just funny to see that, yes, we're starting to get gay villains. You know,
I was kind of hoping that Halle Berry's character Jinx was going to be...
Oh, yeah, that would be so.
You know, because she does the short hair do so well, and I was just hoping, but it never eventuated.
Yeah, I just was hoping she'd make a reappearance, but, you know.
A lot of us were hoping that in her little red cat suit, yes. She also did a very good Catwoman.
Yeah, the movie wasn't very, very good, but, you know.
I actually like that movie.
Really?
Yes. Well, you know.
You only liked it because of her, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I was going to say, because you couldn't like it because of the film, because the story wasn't very good.
Well, there was a lot of cats.
Oh, okay, yes. Yeah, I'm not a big cat person.
I'm not a cat person either, but I do like to chase tails, so that is not unremarkable, is it? Now, look, if you do want to get in on the conversation tonight, you can do so by sending us a text on 0427-JOY-949. That's 0427-JOY-949. You can even email us at onair@joy.org.au. We do love to hear what you have to say, which is, more often than not, extremely amusing. There's funny people out there, aren't there?
There are.
There are. All right. Well, look, you have been with Basha and Tian. This is our show, Lay Link. We are on Joy and we'll be back very shortly. And welcome back here with Basha and Tian on Joy 94.9. This is our show, Lay Link. We are very happy to be here tonight. And just before, we were talking about the 007 gay villain, which is a bit of a first for 007 to have a very out there gay villain running the whole show, really.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So it's a good thing.
It is a very good thing.
And I'm looking forward to seeing this now, because I want to see if he's really campy or he's not. If you've seen it, just let us know.
I think by campy you mean flamboyant.
Yes,
of course.
Let's
get our terminology correctly, and a little less offensive. I like to just...
Have you seen some of the Hollywood villains that they have? They are offensive.
They
that's
are.
Why, so...
That's the point of them.
Yeah.
Like Dr. Evil.
Yeah, but he's not gay.
Really? Okay. That's what they make you believe. Okay, so now you've found something interesting. Again, you're on fire this week.
I know. I got sent this link and I thought it was really cute. There's a doctor, Dr. Simon Crouch. He's a researcher at the University of Melbourne and he runs his own research projects and stuff and he does a lot within the same-sex community and things like that. And he was citing a story he'd been recently told. So there was this young man at an airport and there was a little boy running around the airport. You know, little kids get bored, run around, as they do.
That's what they do.
Yeah. And between his family and the little kid, a departing plane decided to make its way through. So, of course, the little kid was on the wrong side of the parents, you know.
When you relayed this story to me earlier, you said departing plane. I thought it was an actual plane that departed between
the passengers.
But you mean the passengers.
Yes,
from
the passengers,
plane.
Yes.
All came out of the departure lounge.
Yes, and he got separated from his family.
Right, okay.
And he looked a little bit distressed. And so this man walked up to him and said, "Where is your mummy?" And little Jason looked at him with this puzzled look and didn't know what to say to that. And so the man thought about it and thought, okay. He goes, "What's your mummy's name?" And little Jason smiled and he got really excited and he said, "My mummy's name is Daddy."
Okay.
And the man looked a bit confused and couldn't figure out what that meant. And then all of a sudden, of course, Daddy 1 and Daddy 2 came around and picked up their son and said, "Oh, thank you." And the man was a bit, you know, out there and thought, "Oh, okay," and walked away with a confused look on his face.
Right.
And Simon is discussing the fact that this is actually something that's happening quite a lot. And I think it's something we need to address, not just within our community, but within the broader community, that the way we see family, it's not the nuclear family. So it's not a mum, a dad and kids.
Well, yeah, I mean, the way that the family nowadays is extremely different. We're not just talking about two mums, two dads. We're also talking about single parents.
Yes.
And, you know, people need to change that perception. But it is understandable that when you're looking at what is the most common family unit, which is mum, dad, kids, then it's understandable that somebody could easily make that mistake.
Of course, but there's a lot of, you know, kids out there being raised by aunties, grandparents and things like that. Their parents are maybe not in the picture. And like you said, there's a lot of single parents out there. There's transgender parents, you know, and people have this image that this is what the family's supposed to be, and it's not. Because think about your friends. How many of them grew up in that nuclear family that you're talking about? Not many of them.
Well, no, not many. Not many nowadays.
Yes.
But, you know, back then,
yeah, but that was a bit
10, 15, 20 years ago, you know, it's a bit different. So, but, and then, you know, of course, there's another whole generation and then the generation before that, it was just all over the shop.
Yeah, I think back then it was all very hidden.
Yes.
It was, you know, all a facade.
All a facade.
But this doctor's doing some really interesting research and he's running, let me get this thing, the Australian Study of Children Health in Same-Sex Families. Now, he's doing a study and he's looking for 750 families. So if you identify as, let me just get this correctly, we're currently recruiting families with children under the age of 18 where at least one parent identifies as being same-sex attracted. This also includes bisexuals and transgender parents. So he wants to get a very comprehensive study because the thing is that most of the studies that have been done in this area to see how the kids are being affected by being raised by same-sex parents, you know, because we're supposed to be so evil and stuff. You know, they haven't found these results. They found that the kids are quite normal. The kids are quite well adjusted. And the only thing that they're finding is that the kids are feeling discrimination. And it's not discrimination. It's a discrimination of the stereotype. So people are discriminating against their family unit. And that's what the kids are picking up on.
Which is understandable that the children are feeling that way. And especially when the most common family unit that they're surrounded with might be mum, dad, kids.
Yes. And it's nice to see that, you know, there's shows like The New Normal or Modern Family.
Yeah.
And they're trying to put that into mainstream and show it to people that, hey, you know, there is a broader definition of family and let's start accepting this and let's just see it as this is okay and move on.
Well, I mean, I myself, we come from a family of halflings. I've got an older brother and I've got two younger sisters, half younger sisters. And I have, you know, my dad and a stepmother and then a whole family from on her side and my dad's family. And yeah, we're all mixed in together and, you know, it's great.
See, I'm the typical nuclear family.
Oh, whatever.
Mum, dad, two kids, you know. The very loving, boring family, but, you know.
Loving, boring?
You know what I mean.
I'm telling.
Yeah, my dad's listening, so, you know.
I'm telling.
Hey, Dad.
I hope you heard that.
But you know what I mean. Nice of that you. You know, but your family is so diverse, and you've got so many different layers and stuff. So you know,
well, it's hard to keep track of my family.
I'm sure it is.
Mm.
You know, and this is the thing, but it's just showing that the fact is that kids need, you know, emotional closeness, affection. They need a loving family, and however they're getting that, it's great. And if that happens to be one parent, if that happens to be two parents, if that happens to be three parents, whatever, you know, go for it.
Anything goes.
Anything goes. As long as that kid is getting the love and attention, you know, nurturing that they need, then, you know, we should be happy with that, I think.
Hmm. Look, we are talking about, I guess you could say, rainbow families, which is also a group that you can find online. If you would like to get in on the conversation and tell us what your family looks like, you can do so by sending us a text on 0427JOY949. That's 0427569949. You can even email us at onair@joy.org.au. Now, you can also head over to joy.org.au website and find our program page, and you can link up with us on social media. We do love it when people like our page.
We do.
We do. Of course, if you do that, you also get early event listing that you don't have to hear on the show, which is good. And it tells you what's on in Melbourne. We always like it when you do tune
in. But people might like to hear our voices as we're telling them the events.
Yeah.
Because it's very entertaining.
Of course.
Because I cut that out of the podcast, unfortunately. So you missed that out.
You can also find all of our podcasts, which are linked to, up on the Joy website as well. So if you have missed a show, or if you can't tune in at another time, you can always catch the podcast. You're with Basha and Tian. This is our show, Lay Link on Joy. Welcome back to Lay Link. You're with Basha and Tian on Joy 94.9. I wasn't quite ready for the microphone just then.
I didn't think you were.
No. Look, if you want to get in on the conversation tonight and have a chat with us, you can do so by sending in an SMS on 0427JOY949 or sending us an email onair@joy.org.au. I haven't gotten that wrong in a really long time.
I know. You normally get the phone number wrong, but you've got the email
Thanks.
Wrong.
Thank you. Oh, it's lovely feedback. Okay, so yes, now, earlier we were talking about 007 and the gay villain in 007, which is very interesting.
Yes. Have you seen the film? Tell us what you think.
Yeah, we would like to know. We're nosy like that. And we were also, just before, talking about big rainbow families and the lovely story you were sharing with us.
Yes, my mummy's name is Daddy.
Yes, it's very cute.
Yes, just Google that if you want to find the story. It's very adorable. Now, you sent me something interesting. Zach Walls?
Zach Walls.
Hmm. Yeah. Who is Zach Walls?
Well, Zach Walls, I have a bit of information here.
Oh, do
care
you?
Of you. Zach Walls, YouTube sensation turned LGBT activist, offered a powerful speech at tonight's Democratic National Convention about being raised by two mums and the importance of recognising and supporting all families.
Mm. I actually read online that he's now started a campaign. He's going to start, you know, remember we discussed in the past about the Scouts banning gay families and gay Scout members as part of their thing? Well, he's now starting a petition to ban them and to hopefully change that.
Yeah.
So he may need some support there. So if you're in America, go and give him some support.
He's a pretty cool dude.
He is pretty cool.
He comes across really well in the speech, which we're about to play for you, that is in Iowa, and he speaks about being an Iowan and what that means about family. So it's really very interesting. And I
and the speech is from when? From last year? 2011, I believe?
Yes, February 3rd, 2011 was okay. When it was, you know, popped up online. So
all right.
It's very good. I promise.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman. My name is Zach Walls. I'm a sixth-generation Iowan and an engineering student at the University of Iowa, and I was raised by two women. My biological mom, Terry, told her grandparents that she was pregnant, that the artificial insemination had worked, and they wouldn't even acknowledge it. It actually wasn't until I was born and they succumbed to my infantile cuteness that they broke down and told her that they were thrilled to have another grandson. Unfortunately, neither of them lived to see her marry her partner, Jackie, of 15 years, when they wed in 2009. My younger sister and only sibling was born in 1994. We actually have the same anonymous donor, so we're full siblings, which is really cool for me. You know, and I guess the point is that our family really isn't so different from any other Iowa family. You know, when I'm home, we go to church together, we eat dinner, we go on vacations. But, you know, we have our hard times too, we get in fights. You know, actually, my mom, Terry, was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis in 2000. It is a devastating disease that put her in a wheelchair, so we've had our struggles. But, you know, we're Iowans. We don't expect anyone to solve our problems for us. We'll fight our own battles. We just hope for equal and fair treatment from our government. Being a student at the University of Iowa, the topic of same-sex marriage comes up quite frequently in classroom discussions. you know, and the question always comes down to, well, can gays even raise kids? And the question, you know, the conversation gets quiet for a moment because most people don't really have an answer. And then I raise my hand and say, actually, I was raised by a gay couple and I'm doing pretty well. I scored in the 99th percentile on the ACT. I'm actually an Eagle Scout. I own and operate my own small business. If I was your son, Mr. Chairman, I believe I'd make you very proud. I'm not really so different from any of your children. My family really isn't so different from yours. After all, your family doesn't derive its sense of worth from being told by the state, you're married, congratulations. No, the sense of family comes from the commitment we make to each other, to work through the hard times so we can enjoy the good ones. It comes from the love that binds us. That's what makes a family. So what you're voting here isn't to change us. It's not to change our families, it's to change how the law views us, how the law treats us. You are voting for the first time in the history of our state to codify discrimination into our Constitution, a Constitution that, but for the proposed amendment, is the least amended Constitution in the United States of America. You are telling Iowans that some among you are second-class citizens who do not have the right to marry the person you love. So will this vote affect my family? Would it affect yours? Over the next 2 hours, I'm sure we're going to hear plenty of testimony about how damaging having gay parents is on kids. But in my 19 years, not once have I ever been confronted by an individual who realized independently that I was raised by a gay couple. And you know why? Because the sexual orientation of my parents has had zero effect on the content of my character. Thank you very much.
So you're back with Tiana Basha, and that was, of course, a clip of Zach Walls giving his very awesome speech in Iowa. Now, that is really brilliant what he says, and we have a little bit more information, some further remarks that weren't made during the speech, but it's very interesting to see that he was a scout.
Yes.
And, you know, recently we've been talking on our show about how over in the US they have been banning gay scouts.
Yes, but he himself is not gay, but his mother's... Well, of course, are. So his mothers couldn't be able to help him, so they couldn't be scout leaders and stuff and participate in that part of his life.
Mm.
So it's quite sad that, you know, that they're being blocked out. And I think that's one of the reasons why he's now starting this petition to directly go against the scouts, to say you have to change this.
And it actually, it says in their handbook that I think it's something along the lines of, you know, certain behaviour is, you know, not tolerable or something like that. So it's...
Yeah, it's not very, very nice. It's not very PC.
No, it's not.
No, it's quite hurtful, actually, when you read it.
It is hurtful, yes. Now, of course, we have been talking about rainbow families and, you know, how the new family is starting to look. And families are made up of a lot of different...
What?
Units now.
Okay, yes, yeah, sorry. You're showing things. We're on radio. That doesn't come across really well,
you
know.
I'm doing hand movements.
I know. But people can't hear that.
It looks kind of like I'm flapping, so I'm
sure. I didn't know. I was waiting for the seal. I was going to throw you a ball. You know, you looked a bit in pain.
I'll balance a seal on my nose on radio. That will come across really well. But, yeah, we have been talking about rainbow families and the different units that now our families can make up, because we have all different types of families out there. And you've actually got something really cool there that's coming up as part of the Midsummer Festival.
Yes, it's called Gabies.
Now, of course, the Midsummer Festival runs from the 13th of January to the 5th of February 2013.
There you go.
They're in their 25th year.
Yes, they are.
Mm.
Now, in the South Bank Theatre, they're going to be running for a limited season. It's called Gabies, so it's the real-life stories from children of same-sex parents, surrogate mothers, donor dads, co-parent and guardians. So it will be an interesting show, and it sort of fits quite well into what we were talking about. So when I was looking through the programme for the Midsummer, I went, we must mention Gabies.
Gabies.
So if you're interested in this topic, please go and see this production.
You can actually pick up one of these great Midsummer catalogues, I guess you could say, for everything that's going to be Midsummer related. And you can even get them here at the Joy Studios.
Yes, you can.
Bourke Street Mall. So it's actually, it's pretty cool.
It's pretty good.
Now, we have a list here, which you would like to share.
Yes, it's called The New Normal, so it's the most famous gay parents and their families.
And we do like famous people.
We do.
Especially gay ones.
Yes. You know, and you can't start a list without Neil Patrick Harris.
That's true.
And his partner, David Burka.
Burka, I think it's
yes, Burka.
Anyway, they have a set of twins, which is so adorable.
They are adorable. And I love seeing photos posted on Facebook of their family, because I love when they get dressed up and stuff. It is absolutely adorable. Those are the cutest kids.
They are. Adorable. Mm. Okay, I also have on here Kat and Jennifer Cora. Kat Cora is the, she's the star of Iron Chef. So if you haven't watched Iron Chef, you're probably not going to get the reference. But
I'm awesome guessing show. Iron Chef, the American version.
Yeah. Yeah. They're both 37. Oh, no, sorry. They're in a relationship. They're married, have been for over 13 years, and they've got four boys.
Oh, how cute.
Cute.
We've got Wanda and Alex Sykes. So Wanda Sykes. We've got to love her.
Wanda Sykes, famous lesbo comedian.
Very funny.
Mm-hmm. Hilarious.
Yes.
She married her partner in 2006, but she only came out publicly in 2008, and they have two wonderful children.
Yes, which Alex actually gave birth to.
Really?
And they're twins.
Oh.
Yes. There you go.
So many twins in the rainbow families. What's with that? It's well, weird. Yeah. Rosie O'Donnell, very famous lesbian, previously of The View.
Yes.
Yes. They don't share any kids together. However, Rosie has several children from previous relationship and then marriage to Kelly Carpenter. So they're all together, all the children together. They have one big brood.
Yes. And then her partner, Michelle Rounce, who was having some health difficulties of late, I believe.
Mm.
So hopefully she's okay.
Hopefully.
Mm.
Who's next?
Cynthia Nixon.
Sex in the City. I could have seen that one coming. Anyway, Cynthia Nixon also has kids from previous marriage, but that hasn't changed the fact that her partner, education activist Christine
Marinoni,
loves them just as much. Now, they have their first child together, a son born in 2011.
How cute.
Mm. It's not even making me a little bit clucky, though. I'm definitely not a children person.
Yeah, I like children, but I like to give them back.
Ricky Martin and his partner, Carlos Gonzalez Abella.
They have some adorable kids.
They have extremely adorable kids.
Those boys are just absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
You know, with a name like Valentino.
It's, everybody saw him coming. Okay. Jane Lynch and Lara Embry.
Hmm.
Of course. And if you don't know them already, Dan Savage and Terry Miller. Now, they're amazing. They were the people who created the It Gets Better project.
Yes, and Dan Savage has a blog, I guess you'd say.
A blog, a column.
A column?
Yes. A column,
Savage Love.
It's just called Savage Love, and it's fantastic. And you can actually download the Savage Love app on your smartphone, and it's really good. It's got like a poster question a day thing where he actually gives advice, love advice, and not for the faint-hearted though. It does have some definitely not G-rated, not even a little bit.
No, definitely not.
One for the adults. Now, they have an adopted son together, DJ. He's very, very cute.
And of course, Elton John.
Elton John and David Furnish, of course. I mean, no list would be complete without them on it. Elton John, I do have information here, but I can't read it for some reason. John and David Furnish entered into a civil partnership in 2005, as gay marriage is not yet legal in the UK, and they have a son together via a surrogate mother.
Yes. So they're very interesting families, and it's nice to see that they're actually quite present, so they're not hiding. They're out there just doing their stuff and, you know, getting the groceries, taking the kids to school, you know, just doing that thing. And they're getting photographed, and it's like, yes, we need to see that to remind people that the family unit has changed significantly.
And there is a new normal.
Yes.
There is a new normal.
And just go with it, you know. Happy, well-adjusted kids, that's all we want.
Look, okay, you are with Basha and Tian. This is our show, Leilink, on Joy 94.9. If you do want to get in on the conversation, send us a text on 0427-JOY949 or email at onair@joy.org.au. Feel free to tell us to be quiet. I know I'm going to be telling myself to be quiet because I can't even talk properly today. And welcome back here with Basha and Tian. This is our show, Leilink, on Joy 94.9. Send us a text, we do like it, on 0427-JOY949. You can even email at onair@joy.org.au or head over to joy.org.au and find us on Facebook. We do like it when people like our page.
We do.
We do. Now, also, we were wanting to talk about
being friends with your ex.
Being friends with your ex. So I know usually I like to give a bit of a rest and then, you know, slip into a new topic, but hey, why not? We have also been talking tonight about the gay villain in the new 007 Skyfall movie. We've been talking about rainbow families and what they mean, and we also shared the clip by Zach Walls doing his speech in Iowa, which was quite interesting.
Mm. Mm. So Krista Burton, effing Dykes, one of our favourite bloggers.
She's amazing.
Yes. Any topic you want to discuss, she always has a blog on it.
She's just covered everything.
And
she still covers more.
Of course.
I don't know how.
Because there's so much stuff in our community to discuss.
Stuff.
stuff.
So much stuff in our community.
She has some reasons, you know, why it's sort of good to be friends with your ex. You know, the point one is there just aren't that many of us in the cities, so that's why we have to be friends with our exes.
Right.
Mm. And that we are point two is that we are trusting people.
We are trusting people.
Mm. Point three made me laugh. We were initially drawn to our exes because they were hot, funny, cool as hell, really nice to us, or good at doing
that thing with their tongue.
Yeah. It's like that laugh. Right. I laughed at that one.
That is funny. Yes, that is true. And she's asking the question, but can't we still be friends? And I think everybody's been there.
Yes.
We have all at one point or another wanted to be friends with an ex because, you know, maybe we were friends before we hooked up. Why can't we be friends now?
Yeah, see, that's what I think. And it's funny, when I was looking at some other blogs and things online, there's a lot of angry lesbians out there who want to be, I'm sorry, and they're blogging about it too, and who want to be friends with their ex because they're still in love with their exes.
Yeah, okay,
and they want to keep tabs on them.
That's just wrong.
It is wrong. And I'm thinking, you know, I have one here actually for you.
Not all lesbians are like that.
No, not all lesbians are like that.
Some of them are. But it is interesting because a lot of lesbians, yeah, they want to be friends with their exes. And it's kind of a thing in the gay girl community. It's a thing, right?
Yeah, well, you know, we always discuss the fact that, you know, we're a puddle.
The pool is smaller.
Yes, we're a puddle. We're not a pool. We're not an ocean.
Yes, right.
You know?
Because there's so little of us, it can be hard to get your gay girl fix without getting your gay girl fix.
Yeah. and her ex.
Yeah,
yes.
And she's already getting her fix from someone else who you've had your fix from before. And, you know, there's fixes going on everywhere.
But, yes, there's the points here, you know, about the why lesbians, you know, should be friends with their ex or not be friends with their exes.
Right, okay, go on.
Okay, so lesbians love to be BFFs with their exes. Why? Because they are not truly over them.
That's not always true.
I don't believe that.
I don't think that's always true. I'm friends with my exes and I don't have an issue with that. Some of them. Some of them not so much.
Lesbians create sticky situations for themselves by hanging on to their ex-lovers because they just don't want to be alone.
Okay, this lady, is she a bit angry?
I think she's very angry and I think she's creepy and I'm really scared of this woman because, you know.
I don't know who she is, but hi.
Yeah.
Number three, lesbians turn their ex-BFFs turn to their ex-BFFs?
Yeah.
When things go wrong in new relationships. That's a little bit insightful.
Yeah, I would be steering away from this woman personally because she sounds, you know, stalker lesbian. I think this is where we got the blog from.
Number four, lesbians in general can't let go. By nature, women are prone to relationships and being insecure. Therefore, two women together, it's one big, pathetic, needy and clingy situation. I don't agree.
I don't agree either. But the best thing is that she has a reason here when her ex-lover breaks up with her as to why that person shouldn't be around her. So if you dropped me, you don't deserve to hear the sound of my voice again.
Fair enough.
If you drop me, you don't deserve the joys of being my friends because I'm pretty cool. This girl has a real big chip on her shoulder,
yeah.
I think.
Number three, I just don't want to be friends with someone that disrespected me and treated me like...
Mm-hmm.
Because if you can't treat me right as a lover, then you truly cannot be my friend. She really does have a chip on her shoulder, doesn't she?
And I think she has a big thing for her ex.
Well, actually, she says here on the first page, honestly, I still love my ex, and if she wanted me back, I would jump at the chance.
There you go. See? She said it herself.
Proves the point, doesn't it?
But I don't think all of us are like that.
So I will have to blip out if there's any swear words in this one, but this is a poem by Krista Burton, which is quite funny. And now a beautiful and inspiring poem, she says. Ahem. Whenever a dyke becomes free, and by free we mean newly detached, there's quite a right clamour to be that new I'm helping her heart to get patched. Girls start sniffing like dogs around meat. They knew the romance wouldn't last. They line up in queues down the street and prepare to forget her whole past. The newly detached finds a mate as she sorts through the pack of lesbos, and her spanking new love must be fate. Their relationship daily doth grows. But along comes the ex with a plan. She'll destroy those sickening lovebirds. She'll pose as a friend, yes we can, and shank with her friendly type words. Now the new lover's on guard, and jealousy spawns. Suspicions they grow, as green as new lawns. The ex did her job, it's complete. A relationship now lies in ruins. She got her old love by the teat, and all from her friendly type twins.
Okay, it's beautiful, it's funny, but I'm sort of scared.
You're scared. Look, I want to know if any of you guys out there have ever considered being friends with the ex. Is it good? Is it bad? Is it wrong? We want to know. We are nosy like that.
Yes, I just think, you just need to just have the sort of the friendship and just, you can't be friends with all your exes.
Well, I mean, you could try. It's always good to have things be civil.
Yes, but some of them you just might never want to see again. You want them out of your life. And some of them you do, but you just change the nature of the relationship, establish where it is and move on. And don't listen to these women because these women are crazy.
Okay, look, if you do want to get in touch with us, feel free to do so. You can send us a text on 0427JOY949 or email at onair@joy.org.au. You can even head over to joy.org.au and find our program page, which will help you link up with us on social media. You are listening to Basha and Tian. This is our show, Lay Link on Joy, and it's nearly time to go. And welcome back here with Basha and Tian on Joy 94.9 with our show, Lay Link. We are nearly time to go, yes?
Yeah, pretty much.
Pretty much. So tonight we have been talking about the new normal family.
Yes.
The modern family. We've been talking about Zach Walls and the powerful speech he did in Iowa. He's raised by two lesbian mums and he was pretty cool.
And we're talking about being friends with your ex.
Which can be so awkward. I'm not going to share any stories. Look, if you do want to know more information about the events on tonight's show, you can head over to Facebook and like our page, lay_link, to search for us, apparently. Although I don't recall putting an underscore in there when I created that page.
I know, it just appeared.
It was very awkward. Look, we have enjoyed being with you tonight, and we hope you can join us same time next week, Wednesdays from 8 p.m. till 9.
Good night.
Good night.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.